Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, an anti-diet registered dietitian nutritionist, and you're in for another episode of the Holiday Food Joy series. Yes, where we talk about all of the food and body stuff that comes up specifically during the holiday season, and maybe at other times throughout the year, but especially during this season as the media and social media is all telling you to cling on to your diet and to fear any weight gain that's coming on throughout the holiday season. And we are here in the Holiday Food Joy series, and really in the show in general, to just like shed a true light on how to normalize our relationship with food so we don't have to feel at war or in an intense struggle with food in our bodies anymore. We want freedom. We want to feel at home in our bodies. We want to feel like liberated in food and autonomous over our food choices. That's why we're here, and that's why we're talking about the food and body stuff throughout the holiday season. So join me every Monday for the Holiday Food Joy series. Side note, I just heard Amelia, my nearly 7th month old, kind of getting restless in her bed right now. So we're gonna have to make this episode short and snappy. And what I wanna do is I wanna answer a Q&A question I posted on my Instagram stories at aliciabrown.rdn. I put up a question box that let you respond to, or to let you ask the question of what food and body stuff is coming up for you right now as we're in the thick of the holiday season. It's the first week in December. We're in it. And I asked, what's coming up for you? And I got a question that feels really important to answer. And the question, I got it from Amanda that said, hey, Alicia, what do I do when I feel pressured to eat more throughout the holiday season? Like when family comes in and says, hey, do you want more of this? And I feel like awkward saying no, and I feel like I'm gonna offend them maybe if I say no as well. So I wanna break down that question and give some like maybe supportive advice or like things to say or do in that situation that can feel like it's a win-win, where you feel like you're honoring your body and the host is feeling like they're doing a good job hosting because that's what they want to know. So we're gonna break that all down, but before I do, I wanna ask you right now, pull out your phones, subscribe to the show wherever you are listening. Yes, please subscribe. That helps me like get the show like on the map through all of the dieting podcasts that are out there that are talking about like how to shrink to a smaller size this holiday season. And oh, there's such a tidal wave of podcasts out there that are preaching the dieting message, and I need your help to get the anti-diet message up to the surface. So thank you for hitting subscribe to help me do that. And of course, come every Monday and Thursday to the show. Mondays, like I said, throughout the whole holiday season, we're doing this Holiday Food Joy series because we know that food can bring more joy. Yes. So we're going to be doing that every Monday and Thursday. I bring on slamming interviews every Thursday. So be sure to join me for those as well. This podcast, if you can't really tell already, it's like my pride and joy. Like I love showing up for you here and just giving like this incredible value on the show. And hopefully you feel that way as well. And so thank you so much for your support and subscribing. Also, if you feel like this show is awesome, if you're feeling like you want to share it with other people, send it to other people and tell them to subscribe. Tell them to give it a listen. You could even screenshot this podcast on your phone right now and share it to your Instagram. You can even tag me, again, at aliciabrown.rdn. I would love that. That, again, helps me spread this message to more people, shed some more light on helping more people heal their relationships with food and body, and to just feel like they are rocking it. Right? That's what we all want. We don't want to feel like we have to rock it when we're at a smaller size or if we eat this way. No, no, no. We're here to just like normalize the relationships that we have with food in our bodies, and then we can feel like we are leading a healthier life. So without further ado, let's get to this awkward situation in which we feel like we need to eat more for other people to make them happy. Let's get at the root of that, right? We don't need to eat any more to make people happy. Us eating more and feeling uncomfortable does not make people happy. It's just true. So by us, when we're asked, when we're feeling full and satisfied, when somebody comes up to us, when a family member we love dearly comes up to us, or the host comes up to us and they say, hey, do you want more? and we feel obligated to eat, us eating more and feeling uncomfortable really doesn't make that host happy. What that host wants to know by coming to you and asking that question, they might be asking you, in reality, do you want more food? But what they really want to know is, are you having a good time? I just hosted a little mini Friendsgiving last weekend at my house, and that's what I really wanted to know too. I said like, you know, hey, does anybody want more food? Anybody want more drinks? But what I really wanted to know is like, hey, is everyone having a good time? It just feels awkward to like press pause on the party and say like, hey, everyone here having a good time. Kind of wanted to do that though, you know, and just say like getting a pulse on like how people are doing. Usually when people say like, no, I'm so good right now, thank you. That's like enough for me, you know, like it's like, oh, okay, you're good. Sweet. You know, like you must be having a good time. Again, that's like what any host wants to know. So when I'm asked that question at the table, say like, hey, do you want any more? Look, the food is great, because actually if we say that food is great, that's like part of us having a good time is like having good food equals good time. So tell that to the host. Hey, the food is great. I'm having a great time. But then tell them how you're feeling. Hey, but I'm feeling so full and satisfied right now. Thank you so much for asking. So it's like you want to like have the host feel like they're doing their job. Them doing their job is making sure that the food is good and that you're having a good time. Tell them that, say thank you so much. And then the flip side, say thank you, like, wow, I am so full and satisfied. Thank you so much. So then you can actually say like what's happening in your experience, and you can have them feel good about all of the effort that they put into the experience as well. You could also say on top of that, like, hey, I'm so full and satisfied right now. Thank you so much. Do you think I could save any of that great sweet potato casserole or whatever to bring home later? Could I save that? Could I get like a little doggy bag? I don't know if they use that term universally. I know that we do in the Midwest. Can I get a little doggy bag? Can I get a little Ziploc bag? I'm gonna take some of that home if there's extra. I loved it so much. They would be so loving to give you some home. So that's another way to just say like, hey, my needs are met, but I so appreciate the gesture. So that's a real way that I feel like it can be a win-win situation. Again, by you just saying yes, even though you're feeling full and satisfied, and you eating out of obligation, that's not really leading to more happiness. That's a win-lose, because now your body is saying its needs are met and you're eating for somebody else. That's like the same situation as somebody, like a spouse being on a diet because their significant other told them to. Or someone they love told them to, or the doctor said that they told them to, right? Like, you're kind of eating in spite of them. Like, that doesn't enhance the experience. It takes away from the experience, right? Because then you're feeling uncomfortable, you're feeling overfull, and maybe now you're feeling, like, lethargy and, like, all of those things that kind of come with overeating. And let's just normalize overeating as well. Like, that could very well happen throughout the holidays. Actually, for me, a lot of the holiday experience is probably, like, surpassing my point of fullness, like, a little bit more. Like, knowingly, right? Like, I don't know, that's just how I grew up. Like, all of the holidays, like, I probably eat a little more than I do on a regular basis. Maybe the same is true for you. Can we just normalize that that can happen? But also, like, that's when that happens and it's you making that decision, that's you being autonomous over that decision. It's different when somebody else is pressuring you or you feel obligated to overeat for them. It's not making anybody happy. Right? It's not making anybody happy. The same thing is like when we feel like we're wasting food instead of throwing the food out. Does it really like quote unquote save the food if you're already feeling full and satisfied? Intuitive eating calls that the waste not eater. So that doesn't solve any global problems of hunger. Just as like you overeating for the host doesn't make like more of the situation for the host. It doesn't make the host feel better about what they're serving. They really just want to know that you're having a good time. So articulate your needs. Say that your needs are met. Ask for the food to go and tell the host that you're having a slamming time. That is like my advice in this situation. You can be an advocate for your body and your body's needs. You never need to eat out of obligation. I say never with a disclaimer, because maybe there are some instances like really wildly where maybe you might eat out of obligation that you feel are right and true. And if so, that's so good. But really most times I would say no, you can be an advocate for your body. You can speak up for your body and what needs you have. Maybe maybe you could decline food and say, hey, like I'm full and satisfied, but hey, could I get a glass of water or is there a drink that I could have? That would also show that like they're being a good host and helping you get that drink or whatever it is. You could also deflect from the conversation and say like, hey, you know, like this sweet potato casserole was super great. What is the recipe? I'm so full and feeling so good about eating it. It tastes amazing. What did you do? Is this a new recipe? Tell me more about that. So there are so many ways to either deflect the conversation, acknowledge your feelings, acknowledge your body's cues, and let the host know that they are doing a great job. All right, I won't ramble anymore on this topic. Let me know if this was supportive for you in any way. I know this is such a Midwest thing, but I feel like this happens nationally and globally as well. So absolutely, that thought of like pushing food or forcing food, maybe also, this is also a reminder for us not to really force or push food on other people, right? Like you offering it is enough. It's over generous enough. Feeling like you have to force, it doesn't make it better. We don't need to force food on other people. We don't need to make jokes about it. We don't make jokes about, you know, overeating or super eating too much. Like that doesn't necessarily always help. You offering the food and maybe asking how a guest is feeling, if you are a host, like that's enough. You can have them meet you halfway and trust that they'll get their needs met. You know, you can ask like, hey, are you having a good time? How is the food? Those are great questions. They'll ask you, hey, do you have any more of this? That forcing tactic, it's not a win-win. It doesn't make people feel better. It doesn't, it's not maybe the right approach to having them like respect their bodies as well as enjoy the experience, right? Like we want a classy 5-star experience. How is the food? Is a better question than like eat more food. Do you want more? Is also another question, not like just have some more, like, yes, this is very Midwest, but also we can do better with this. We can make it a classier experience. We can make it an experience where it's a win-win. Host feels good, eater feels good. Honor your bodies, people. Let your bodies lead. Let me know if there's anything else that's coming up for you during the holiday season in regards to food and body. Sounds like Amelia is up. She needs her mom. I gotta go. Make sure to rate, subscribe, and share this episode. Let me know your thoughts, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday's episode. Take care.